What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Wasted Attention Podcast. This is going to be episode motherfucking 9. We've been off for a little bit, you know, our schedules have been all stupid, but we're back. What's going on, Jake?
Oh, yeah. Just enjoying daylight savings.
Oh,
well. Slept in a little too late today.
And you, Ivan, I'm sure you are enjoying it as well.
Yes. It ruins lives.
I shouldn't have got drunk last night. I didn't get drunk, but I was drinking.
I wish I could have gotten drunk last night.
I went to Hose and Cuffs. I don't recommend it.
Tell us about Hose and Cuffs.
You remember over by, what was it? What
Ultra,
did I say it was?
Ultra,
World Gym?
World Gym.
Remember when we used to go to World Gym? It's like right over there, and it's just, it's awful. God awful.
Was that either?
I was like, there's a lot of ugly fucking people here. No. It was some of Chrissy's friends, so it was really exciting.
It was a country bar, you said?
I guess.
Yeah.
There's a dude playing country. It was like, I'm obviously not into, so.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck this. No, it's like Saturday night. You know how you usually have bands or like at least put like a DJ in there because everybody likes to dance, even the white people. They're like, it was just like dudes with like acoustic guitars, which is cool because it's something I'd like to do someday, but it just doesn't make sense for like a Saturday night, you know?
Mm,
so everyone's like, man, this fucking sucks. Even Christy was like, no more songs. I'm like, shut the fuck up. It's rude.
So it was just him playing acoustic? It wasn't...
There's like three different dudes just playing acoustic guitar and like, I don't know.
You should have went home, got yours, went back.
I thought about it. I was like, you know what? If I play guitar, can you guys just like sing something better?
Offer your services, you know?
Yeah. I was like, you just worry about that. I'll take care of the music part.
Yeah.
This sucks.
Huh. They didn't have the chicken wire up, did they?
I didn't see any, but they should have because it could have got out of hand quickly.
That video of that poor old guitarist. Have you seen that? Like, he's supposed to be like the world's worst guitarist, and like he plays behind the chicken
fucking wire. I remember you shared that.
But it turns out when he was younger, he was really good. He's got a lot of health problems, arthritis, and all that stuff, so he can't play as good now.
Oh,
but
no.
Like he's still trying to like entertain people, but people just throw shit at him.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Yeah, man. People are fucking terrible.
I would just be mean to his face. I wouldn't throw something at him. What are you going to do, punch me with those arthritis fingers? Fuck out of here.
If you don't play these scales, I will cut you. Well, we got a good show today. We're going to be talking about the legacy of Alice in Chains. We're going to compare...
Whoop, whoop. Yoop, yoop.
Whoop, whoop. With a little bit of ICP intro there, too. We're going to be talking about different generations of Alice in Chains, how things have changed, and just basically, was it better before or is it better now?
Obviously, that's a answer to that question. Question answers itself. Excuse me.
All right, so let's just dive in here.
Well, tell me how you got involved with Alice in Chains. What's the earliest song you think you heard?
God, it was probably anything off of the Unplugged special.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I remember it was on. And
that's got to be like the biggest, most successful Unplugged, you would say, right?
Yeah.
I think that's the one I hear everybody talk about.
Yeah, that's true. If you look at it, really what comes to mind, like, you know, Pearl Jam's done it. You know, Clapton did it.
But I don't remember anything off of the Pearl Jam one.
No?
Nothing that sticks out in my mind.
Wait,
obviously, you can find the shit on YouTube.
Yeah,
but...
I take it back. I think of all time, Nirvana's was probably more viewed than Alice in Chains.
Yeah, I could see that, but... I still think if you ask people what the best one is Alice in Chains.
Best
that's
one.
Where I got a lot of the... that's probably where I heard Got Me Wrong and... God, what's the other one off of the self-titled? Heaven Beside You.
Yep.
Ugh. The first time I heard probably Down in a Hole, too. Then when I went back and listened through All the Dirt,
mm-hmm.
I was like, holy shit, there's an electric version?
Mm-hmm.
Boom!
Right?
Awesome.
I think Nutshell for me is more... it's more entertaining for me on Unplugged than it is for the original version.
Not so much for me.
Yeah.
I think it's good, but the album versions for me are so fucking... I don't know. It's just better for me.
Yeah. I like the acoustics,
yeah,
but I like the albums better.
Hmm. We really see
and the talking about getting sidetracked again.
He's like, no, Target's way better.
I disagree. I think Donkey Kong's the best game. But no,
Donkey
you
Kong
mentioned
sucks.
Nirvana. Theirs was pretty good, though.
It was. It was good.
I was going to mention that, but I didn't want to cut anybody off. I'm trying to cut, dude. I'm trying to cut back in the cutting off because
we're excited. We're excited here. I wasted attention. We had a lot going on. It was a busy month, man. We've been waiting to do this for over a month easily. Because I said to Ivan yesterday, I said, oh, man, we've been holding on to this for a few weeks or something. And he's like, oh, it was way longer. And I look back on our thread. I was like, Jesus, this stemmed into January.
Yeah, we thought about doing this in two parts.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Now we're going to fucking wasted attention style it and cram it all in.
Cram.
Oh, cram. But yeah, as far, I don't know. That's a good, I guess I would have to say between the Nirvana and Alice in Chains, I liked the Alice in Chains.
I think those
more.
Are the top two, obviously. Yeah. But I think, obviously, I'm a little bit biased. So yeah. I'm going AIC.
Well, you beyond the fact that it was just an amazing performance all around, the emotion behind it with Lane.
Have you gone back and watched it?
I did.
Because I knew something was up with him back in the day, because I remember watching that when I was like 10 and shit. But like I watched it recently, and I'm like, dude, I don't know how he got through that performance, because he looked fucked up.
He did. He did, man.
I got to watch it again.
Like he just hit like a main line and then fucking went out, dude. Yep. Like his eyes were closed.
Mm-hmm. He was pale. He was diaphoretic. It was, ugh.
But he was
poor guy.
What was the last thing I was talking about?
We were talking about the Unplugged and just the differences between that and what was remembered.
Oh, yeah.
And
how we made it through there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So that was you as well then? Or
for me,
what?
The first thing, I think the first song I ever remember like hearing or paying attention to was actually probably Man in the Box.
Yeah, that's mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
The radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most of my shit when I was younger was radio.
No.
You know, I could never get CDs or tapes or anything like that. Anything I did get was usually given to me.
Mm-hmm.
So most of my stuff was like off the Zone or Q101 or The Loop.
The Loop, yep.
The Loop.
Missed
Rest
The Loop.
In peace.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah. Real. The same five songs from every band. Yeah, I really missed that shit.
Yeah. That was something.
You fucking, you did it to yourself, Loop. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, Mancow is the one that destroyed
Loop,
it.
It's called Loop, so, you know.
Oh my God. Just came onto something there. Jesus Christ.
I never saw it. It was in front of me the whole time.
To be honest, though, now that I think about it, it wasn't Unplugged for me. It was the Last Action Hero soundtrack.
Ooh.
For that, what the hell have I?
Hold it to your mouth, damn it.
Sorry.
There you go. Cup the balls.
I think that might have been it.
That's a good one. Rooster was the first song I ever learned all the words to.
Was it really?
I was like six.
Wow.
I was singing about going to Vietnam.
Charlie's in the trees.
Way to kill me, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I really never looked into them more in depth until we all started hanging out.
Everybody used to make fun of me.
Because shit would depress you. You listen to like 20 minutes of it. You're like, God damn, this is enough, man. I don't know, man. It's to jump right into it. Obviously, we know what happened with Lane. They took that hiatus and then they came back with Duvall. And
when you think about it, it's really crazy like how little time they spent probably touring with Lane.
I think it was like 96 was like the last tour or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Had to have been.
Because
they had that big hiatus when they did that fucking Unplugged, right?
Yep.
It was like the first time in like a year or two that mm-hmm. they had played together.
Yeah, because this right here, 96, was Unplugged, and I remember he died shortly after that. He
died in 2002.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was 2000s. But I remember reading back when I was doing my research for this. Yeah. It was like 90, I think it was 96 was like his last tour, but he was still in the band.
Mm-hmm.
Doing like recording shit,
because they did a few songs for Music Bank, and which is probably like all the greatest hits or whatever. There was like five CDs worth of shit on there, like old demos and stuff. And they recorded Get Born Again and Died, I think. And then I remember reading in Guitar World that Lane like lost the front, like his teeth and shit, like he had lisp and stuff.
No.
So they had to go in and like kind of digitally like hide the S's and stuff, so like
they had to
tell he was
the early
like
form of a
real fucked up. Yeah,
damn.
So I don't know, man. It sucks.
So
it sucks,
like my thing was when I was looking into that and reading that. Technically, I can't. Shit, what's the new guy's name?
Will.
Duvall.
Will. Yeah. Will. He's technically been in the band longer at this
point.
When
you think about it,
that's a mind fuck right there.
When did he start jumping in? Because they probably started touring, what, in like 06? Like right after, it was like a benefit that got them all together playing again.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was like different people doing the parts, and he was one of them.
Jesus Christ.
That's crazy. And then Black Way Gives Way to Blue was 2009.
Yeah.
So I gave them plenty of time to get comfortable.
So it's 10 years since that fucking came out.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
where does the time go, man? You know?
Yeah.
Like, I was talking to my friend Kate about with Sepultura. And I was talking about Max. And then she was like, you know that Max has been out longer, way longer, almost twice the time that Derek has been even in the band. I'm like, oh my God, like what your mind puts you at. It's insane, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. I say we just jump it. Like, let's
start it.
Let's do Facelift.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, let's just kind of go in and go through there. I'm just going to say that the best song for me is Sea of Sorrow.
Oh, that's awesome fucking song.
Not only is it just because it's awesome, but it holds a lot of memory to me mm-hmm. of me coming over to practice right when we first met, and I was early, and I didn't want to come in because I only knew you for like a couple
times. Circa 2005-ish.
Yeah, exactly. No, before that. It was like 2004, because 2005 is when we did the demo, so you were in there for a while. So this was still earlier.
Yeah, it could have been 2004.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't want to go in because I don't really know him, you know. But I was like, but if it's a good opportunity to sit and talk with him. And I pull up, and then your bedroom window was open, and Sea of Sorrow was fucking blaring through the streets.
I used to do this shit all the time.
Straight through the Calumet City, man. I'm like, oh, someone like...
Represent?
Yeah. So I just walk right in, and you're up there, and you've got your big old fucking round glasses on.
The ones
on.
I had since I was like in fifth grade. Yeah. Never went. They had like, they were held together by tape and shit. All bent. I had my little turtle case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
I still got him something.
He's sitting on the side of your bed. Trimming your toenails, and you just kind of like look up at me, and you're just.
Red
like,
didn't like that when I used to do that. He's what? Like,
he doesn't. Like
I never
clipping.
Realized. I'd never realized he didn't like feet until like Melissa told me. You know, she's like, you know, you're freaking Red out. He's like, no, I did not know that.
Yeah,
but I still got to finish.
Oh God! And it just kind of like looked over.
I
at
looked
me.
Over and had that weird face. Yeah.
Yep. And we just kind of let it go and listened to it. So I think that's just more of a personal memory for me with that song. But
it's cool. It's got such like a. Like a dark, ominous feel, obviously.
It does.
Like it's real blues based, which mm-hmm. is fucking awesome. Yep. I love that shit when you can incorporate that with some heavy riffs.
Right.
But the vocal melodies on that shit, too. I love the way he is.
What about you, Ivan? What's a song that sticks out to you on that one?
Man in the Box.
Yep.
Man in the Box.
Just because, is it more of a nostalgia? Is it because it's what you...
It's yeah, so it's iconic, like, it's dude. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the bass line, mm-hmm. dude. It's mm-hmm. awesome. Like, The whole song's awesome, dude.
I've got memories.
And like that, like I said, I heard that on the radio, like for like all the time, and it's the shit.
Right. We have memories playing that song too.
Yeah.
You know.
That was one of my favorite
first
covers.
Ones, yeah.
It was. It was
the first one that
was?
We did.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I remember everybody getting frustrated with me at Alyssa's mom's house because we were trying to play it, but I couldn't do that.
Which is like the beat of the song.
Exactly, exactly. Yep, but it was underneath that, and then that. I remember each one of you guys had sat there with me. I think Jake, you had it, and you're like, "Dude, it's just this," but it was that underneath
on,
kind of thing. That was goddamn it,
boy.
Yeah, and you know how frustrating that is when you can't play a fucking part, and everybody else is waiting on you, and you're like, ah. Oh. Like when we did Sick of You with Gwar. Remember you and I for that middle part? That
yeah.
Don't,
yeah, we had to be like off.
Yep. Oh, CSRL. That's probably one of my favorites. Also, Bleed the Freak, too.
That's good.
They opened that, the shows with Bleed the Freak.
They did, or they still do?
They've done it a couple times. I don't know if they do it all the time, but when I went and seen them last year,
mm-hmm.
that's the one they opened with. I was hoping... For just for some reason, God, I can't think of the name. It's off Black Gives Way to Blue. It starts off really nice and cool. Lesson Learned. I thought that'd be a cool one to jump into because it mm-hmm. just jumps right in.
Right.
But
I like that one.
Neither here nor there.
You know, there's just something so poetically beautiful about that first song for a band that comes out because it has the opportunity to make or break that set. It just depends on how you do
that's,
it.
That's your draw. That's what brings the attention.
Yep. Absolutely.
You know what's another cool one on this one that I don't have ever hear anybody talking about is I Can't Remember.
Really?
Yeah. It starts off with that, like, obviously that dark intro.
Yeah.
The acoustic.
Huh. I never even, to be honest with you, I didn't even think of making a mental note of that song. That goes to show you.
You know this one, right? Not that I want to turn off Sea of Sorrow.
Yeah. It's, unfortunately, it's, and I've never looked into it.
Ugh.
I know.
Ugh.
I know. Disgusting, right? Well, you've got to understand, though, I didn't really come around to Alice in Chains and really dive deep. Probably it's only been a couple of years for me.
Yeah. This one, I probably got into I was still in high school, so it was early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Because we always had dirt, because even my dad liked Rooster and all that shit.
Yeah.
So we always... It was probably one of them like Columbia House things where you just have all these CDs. Where the fuck did all these CDs come from? I don't remember buying this or getting this.
Exactly.
But we had it, you know? So. Yeah.
That was a sweet things. Service, man.
It must have been.
They always drew you in. Oh, it's pennies a day. Yeah, but I could
That's
be,
what I thought. And yeah. then like, my dad's like, we're not doing this. I was like, why? They're pennies. I didn't understand that there might be consequences.
Like here.
Right? Exactly. Here, take this. We don't need this. It just had such like a 90s fucking grungy slash I want to be kind of more metal feel, but didn't really decide. And I think that's what really set them apart, man.
It's insane like how like all these bands came from Seattle in that era, and they all have their different, they don't sound anything like like each other.
Yeah, if you take Nirvana, it's like nothing.
Mm-hmm. You can compare Nirvana, Alice in Chains, Soundgarden, probably somebody else. Pearl Jam. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nothing alike.
Right.
And they got some, like, the four most iconic singers. You're probably thinking.
That's a good
like,
point.
Rock music.
Yeah.
So how crazy is that?
I just got cold chills.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah.
Fucking.
It just goes to show you in this day and age how there are a million great musicians, but what is iconic? What's going to stand the test of time? You know, what are we going to look back in 2029 and be like, oh, man, 10 years ago, blah, blah, blah came out, and it's still the most unique thing I've ever heard. Maybe just because we're getting old and bitter. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think anything's ever going to like have as big of an impact as that shit.
No.
Do you think it's the way...
One place, one time? No.
Yeah. Maybe it's the way it was promoted back then, and it became... It was on the radio. It was on TV. It was that or now.
Well, that's a lot of it, too.
Yeah.
Like being able to expose people to shit like that, because I don't know, man. I miss like having like a channel and just seeing like the videos coming home and like catching like the Alice in Chains video or something. You know what I mean?
Right. So. All right. Well, if we're good on facelift, let's get into the holy grail of dirt here.
Which one do I start with?
I think they could have mixed the tracks better on facelift. They grouped all their hits together and then...
Faded out. What do we call that? The animal effect, where like the first six are good. Dirt for me, front to back.
Yep,
excellent,
dude.
It's full of hits. The entire album is.
Yep.
Awesome.
Oh, I love that shit.
What can you fucking say about this album that hasn't been said
just
before?
The way it starts off. Mm-hmm. Fuck, man. Chills.
Well, we covered them bones too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We did. It was a little bit more rough.
Humble brag.
Oh. So good, man. I feel like this album really takes you on a journey. You get brought in with the high emotions, and then it just sucks you down, and you feel the same way Lane was feeling.
Shout out to the fucking solo in this song, Them Bones.
Mm-hmm.
I love that solo.
Yep. Yes.
This has been covered by a lot of big metal people, too, hasn't it?
I know Damn That River was covered by Byzantine.
Mm-hmm.
Down in a Hole got covered by In Flames. It's garbage. Since you guys were talking about 3 Days Grace, since you went to that Disturbed show, whatever day that was.
Friday.
The singer, he did an acoustic cover of Rooster. And looking at the list here, I wonder if there's anything else. No, I don't think so. That, as far as what I know, I can't think of anybody that did Them Bones.
There's something that's sticking out.
I'm
to
sure
me.
Everybody's fucking here and there. You can find this video on YouTube Live or something. But
maybe is it the original singer or the new singer that did Rooster?
The original. Adam.
Adam.
I got to see that.
Oh, it's it was Meshuggah.
Meshuggah?
It says Meshuggah. Them Bones. Meshuggah version. No, I'm sorry. That's a fan made one. It was Suicide Silence that did Them Bones.
I don't know if I'm
say.
So this next hour of Wasted Attention, we're just going to sit back and listen to this album because it's delicious.
Oh, the tone on this album is so thick, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's like, riff-wise, it's probably like the next step from like a Black Sabbath, you know what I mean? It's not fast or thrashy. It's just fucking evil and thick and fucking rocking.
Yeah. I can see that.
I get that. That makes sense.
This was the first album that I fully listened to because... I borrowed it from you.
Yeah, probably.
You're like, you got to listen to this. I was like, okay.
I got it over here still.
Do you really?
I got CDs all over here. I still like them.
Oh, it's so good. I just actually...
ordered.
What?
Looks alphabetical.
Oh, he's fucking. He's neurotic with his games.
I used to.
I see K and L because he's got Korn, Lamb of God, and then I look over here and then I see Divine Heresy like almost in front.
Oh God!
And then yeah,
back in the day, like I just took him out of the basket because when I moved back into the house, I just had like a laundry basket of all
the
CDs.
Yeah, it was right here.
Yeah, so I finally put him back. Yeah,
that's hilarious. All the Guars, I see the Guars down there. Where's the Dream Theater one at? That one that you had?
If I'm not mistaken, it's in the garbage.
It's now a coffee. It's not a coffee, but it's now a cup holder.
It's hilarious.
That was like an hour and 20 minutes. I only like one song.
Yeah, that's really...
No, there's a couple jams on that.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that. And the progressive one that will never happen. I'm going to be honest with you. Down in a hole, I have to be in that specific mood to appreciate it.
Oh, dude, well, it's crazy. I listen to Alice in Chains probably like 4 or 5 days out of the week.
Still.
I don't know why. It's just like, because I think I'm always listening for something. Like, I'm always trying to like piece together like the vocal harmonies. I'm trying to hear Jerry's low one on top of fucking Lane's thing. Mm-hmm. I was like, is that 3 fucking harmonies going on here? Okay, thanks, guys. And then you get like the fucking guitars and everything. There's always so much to dissect in the albums. So
yeah. No, I think that's true.
I don't know. It's always something.
Oh, goodness gracious me. I don't even know which one I want to go into now. Okay, well, let's put it this way. What is your track to tell somebody off of this album?
Ooh,
I would say Rooster.
Rooster?
Or Wood.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Oh, man. See, I think I'd tell them the deep cuts. Because I'm like, yeah, everybody's into that pussy ass.
Wood's a good
shit jam.
Wood is an excellent jam. Wood is always one of those songs that will pull me in. Like, if it's on random in the car, I'm like, oh, it's so good.
I guess it depends on who you're talking to.
Yeah, that's true. What
who
mood,
are you talking
yeah?
to?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I would honestly have to say Dirt. I cannot. For you? I cannot stop listening to that song. It's the way it progresses, the melodies in it, and it's absolutely everything to me.
Junkhead's a great fucking song, too.
It is.
There's so many fucking good ones. It doesn't even matter what you pick.
It's kind of all these songs that we like. It's representative of what he's going through with his demons, with addiction and everything. But it was his legacy. It was his choice. It was what he wanted to make out of it. So you might as well embrace it, you know? This video was cool, too.
Yeah.
Bring Reach here.
It's so cool. Like, just the way their fucking vocals just add to that creepiness, dude.
Yep.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a point. What was I going to say? Oh, you remember when we were talking about like falling asleep to like listening to shit?
Yes.
I was listening to Hate to Feel. Oh. I probably told you this already, but like you're in that mood where you're like got your headphones on. You're like in that half asleep, half awake.
Yep.
But you got this shit run through your head.
Mm-hmm.
And that song was playing. I was like, this is fucking awesome. It was like a horror movie.
That is the best feeling ever. We were talking about that where when you're just trying to fall asleep and that music pulls you in, where you're in that weird realm of purgatory, man. It's fucking fantastic. I love doing it. I will always do that. It's just nice.
It's like my version of DMT.
Shout out to Rogan.
You're okay.
Yeah. That's a good show, man.
It's awesome. But trying to think. I don't know. Anything else you want to touch on this one? Because this we could make a whole fucking...
We could.
An entire album review thing.
You have to do a cliff notes on this if you're just kind of touching on the outskirts of it.
Since we got like 6 more albums to
go. Yeah, let's jump into the next one here.
Since we rush everything. But this one, Jar of Flies, come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Who does just like an entire fucking acoustic fucking album like that? You know what I mean? Nutshell, Stay Away, No Excuses.
This is a jam, dude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like the way he sings in here.
Yeah.
It pulls you in, man. Doesn't matter.
Fuck yeah.
Yep.
And it for like only 7 songs, it kind of touches a lot of ground because they got like the Don't Follow, which is kind of like country-ish almost.
Mm-hmm.
And then Swing on This is like a jazz song.
I was just literally going to say that. Yeah. That's probably the most unique one off of this.
It's got like the instrumental with Whale and Wasp, which is fucking, just acoustically. I love playing that because it's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Love that shit.
You tend to go for those really pretty clean riffs, but where you're all over the neck of the guitar, but not overdoing it. Mm-hmm. It's totally Jake style right there.
Then I Stay Away. It starts off so pretty again. Mm-hmm. Then it gets so fucking like, so ugly and awesome.
They used to play that a lot on Q101, I remember growing up. Yeah. I don't know. I guess
This is what they're lacking, man.
What?
Like now, like there's a lot of stuff vocally now that they're lacking that, I mean, yeah, it's two different guys.
Oh, you know what it is though? I think it's because the slower, like acoustic centered ones, it's just Jerry kind of like being the lead singer. You know what I mean? I wish he'd like let Will take reins of something and see what he can do. But
exactly.
I feel like
you're talking about kinda, now
it's what. Yeah. Like nowadays with like the newer shit.
Yeah.
Cause I'm a sucker for these acoustic songs, but yeah, I just noticed it's basically just Jerry's and he's just like a backup almost. But
what you were saying, Ivan, is that you feel that there's not enough of this acoustic-y side of stuff.
No,
now,
like the vocals.
Yeah.
Like vocal wise, like it's, yeah, like I said, they're different vocalists. So they got their own styles and what they do. Right. But to me, this is Alice in Chains. You know, he's got his raspy vocals. You know, he's got like this kind of shit where like, it's kind of like soul-y.
Exactly.
You know what I mean, guess
it hits you in the feels, man.
Yeah, it's just one of them things where it's like that's just his uniqueness. I think.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You can't replicate it.
Exactly.
Well, it's like those. We can't, but that notes. One weird guy that we saw that video for probably can. But
that's ridiculous, man.
I don't know how I feel about that. Still,
it's creepy. But for those who's listening, there was a video of this. There's he's probably like in his 20s. He looks like he's in his 20s. Has the look. It has the vocals for it. It's creepy.
Yeah. That's a lot to handle. Yeah. I don't know. I just feel that nowadays that I don't, and at least like let's say in the alternative metal-y world, I don't feel that there's enough musician or vocalist that treat their voice as an instrument. I feel like
it's like a lost art, man.
Exactly. Like I feel like back in the 90s and stuff, you felt that you were versatile. You could do the screaming and the cool heavy stuff, and then you could do the singy kind of stuff. And the singy stuff was just so different.
And the ooze.
And the what?
Ooh.
Yeah. Right?
I love those, man.
I do too. I don't know. I just feel like now every band is out there to make a fucking point to be heavier than the last band.
I feel like 2000s was like that.
Yeah.
Like with
the new metalist kind of stuff, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Like Mudvayne, Slipknot, when they first came, it's just like, let's try to be hard. Like, well, not really Mudvayne. Well, Dig. Mm-hmm. Dig, yes.
Right.
Where it's just brutal to be brutal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree. But then, because you look at LD50, and LD50 wasn't a straight...
No, it was melodic.
Yeah, man. Like, it was proggy in a way, too. Wow. All right, back to Alice in Chains, man. Are we good with Jar of Flies?
It's only 7 songs on it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good placeholder.
I love that shit.
Yeah.
Self-titled, baby.
Self-titled, man. Heavy. The thing about this album is that this was when they were touring with Pantera, wasn't it? For this album?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I don't know.
Because I always remember the story of them getting fucking shit on for the Thrash of the Titans tour or whatever when Slayer and all them brought them out. All the bands liked them, but obviously fans are all assholes.
Yep.
So, I don't know.
It's kind of hard to lump that in.
And it sucks because I know like Pantera is obviously heavy, and you go to a Pantera show to rage, but like I don't know. I think I would still have fun with this and appreciate it. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
God damn it! Goddamn metalheads, get your shit together.
Yeah, that's a very unforgiving bunch. It's like when they brought out Type O Negative for the Trendkill tour. Like what the fuck were they thinking? Even though Type O had a little bit more of that edginess to them, I think that could have got some things.
Well, I think this would be definitely a better fit than Type O Negative, but the fuck's it matter?
They were all friends. They wanted to support each other, you know what I mean? And it's unfortunate that fans can't get past anything.
Just here.
Yeah.
Everywhere else, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, that's America for you, man. We're very judgy. We're fucking dicks.
So what you got for self-titled? What you like the most?
Top track? Now, this is going to be difficult. Because I remember when I was writing the notes for this, you know, like a month and a half ago, I couldn't figure it out.
This honestly, is my least listened out of the top three.
I think so, too.
Of the first
one. I'll agree.
To me, it's too laid back. It's like...
I feel like they must have been so fucking high when this shit was written. I don't know. There's some crazy shit on here. But,
Frogs for me was my favorite.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's one I heard first on Unplugged.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
To me, yeah, this is definitely my least favorite out of the bunch, even out of the newer shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the... obviously Grind's fucking awesome.
Yes.
Grind is awesome.
Sludge Factory is
Sludge Factory is on Unplugged too. You remember when he fucks up, he's like, fuck!
Yep. And they kept it. That's what I love about that, you know?
That's awesome.
I'll tell you what, my most hated song in every single genre of every band in my entire fucking life, Heaven Beside You.
Really?
I fucking hate that song. There is something about the way, and this is, hold on. You're going,
is it really?
Yeah, you guys are going on a ride here, so hang on. There's something about the way that boom, 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 like it just reminds me of like a fucking like hot summer day of a dog just dragging his ass on the
fucking lawn. Do you remember the Dana Carvey stand-up?
Yes.
In the section where he's got the guitar.
Uh-huh.
He's like, what is it with guitarists when they like bend a note, they like they do that move and it looks like a dog scraping its like ass on the,
there you go.
The gravel.
Yep.
That's exactly what it reminded me of. Boom,
boom. Yep. Something about it. Just,
fuck you. Don't you ever try to ruin this.
Oh, I can't do it. It's just so... It's so Jerry driven, and I think that's the problem. It's just being
God damn
really
it.
Hot.
I swear to God, if you ruin this for me, I will never forgive you.
I told you you were going on a ride. I don't know. It's like the same thing. Like
oh,
when I
dude,
what
I forgot to get again's on this song or this album. Mm-hmm,
that's a good one too.
Have you ever heard the remixed version?
No.
It's like a different drum beat. Hold on.
Is it?
You're a piece of shit.
I am a piece of shit. It reminds me of Rango as well. Like, you know that movie with Johnny Depp was that iguana lizard guy?
I was wondering if that's what the fuck you were talking about.
Yeah, I was seeing that came to my mind. That's the like only Rango I could think of. Yeah. And I'm just like, nah.
It was a hot summer day when I saw Rango and the power went out. And I just remember being so thirsty. And on top of that movie, they're in their desert. And I'm like, I just can't do it. So make a video with Heaven Beside You and Rango, and I'll be in a personal hell.
Shit. It's called the Tattoo of Pain mix. And then the names on here are Praga Khan and Oliver Adams.
Save me, Praga Khan. That's weird. It makes me upset. I don't know. I'm not used to this. It changes that whole element. Like you said, it makes it more eerie. It's cool, but...
This song was fucking awesome live.
Was it?
Dude, it hit an emotional peak for me, man. Because seeing this shit live, like... I can only imagine like how I'd feel like if Lane was still around, but... I think Will does a good job for the most part. I know he gets kind of nasally here and there, but...
I was just thinking about that.
But for... Like, this shit ain't easy to sing, man. Like, I've heard Maynard try and sing fucking Man in the Box, and I thought it was shit.
Really?
Yeah.
What was he doing that?
It was back in when they were doing the fucking benefits and stuff. Wow. When they first finally started coming back together.
Yeah.
That's when they found Will, because Will did some parts in that.
I remember Hetfield did Wood, so did Phil.
And I didn't think that was good either.
No.
I think we were all back in the day, we're like, this is kind of shitty.
Yeah.
You just can't do it, man.
Kind of like this. Not even going to lie.
It's different.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Let's find a Ministry cover of this song.
Dude, they got a... I'm so into this shit, dude. Like, I found like a musical, like string orchestra versions of like this.
Really?
They had some of the like Alice in Chains and like a couple Nirvana songs, but... Huh. I'm a sucker for this shit.
That is weird.
But to get into this album, Shame and You is another fucking slow one that's good. I like the live version of Goddamn better.
I like the live version's better?
Yeah. Oh. Off of whatever the fucking live album fucking released.
I love live albums, man. I love it when I'm at the gym. That's what kind of gets me through.
Dude, I loved listening to like Lane's like live back in the day.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, it's so good.
I'm not going to lie. This is probably like one of my favorite parts.
Yeah. Can't get
it. They were a band that kind of like mouthed the guitar parts quite often. What other songs did they do that?
Because that's Man in the Box.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Over Now. I love the fucking the solo in the album version. It's so kind of like eerie and sad.
Would you still say, like how Ivan had said, that this is your... Would this be one of your least listened to
absolutely.
Albums?
This
yeah.
Like if we're ranking these are... What do we got? Six full albums? This would be number six.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. I could see that. So we're at...
Rainier would be my number five.
Yeah? Oh, man. Well, I don't want to jump into that yet. But holy shit. That changed
yeah,
my fucking...
Yeah, I think that probably fits. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that I don't like it, but yeah.
It's just, I don't know. Well, you know, I don't want to spoil anything. All right, Unplugged. Let's go into Unplugged here.
You want to go into Unplugged?
Yeah. What have we not said yet about this one? Like, we all collectively agree that Heaven Beside You shouldn't have been on this show. Other than that. Chopping broccoli.
Chopping broccoli here. I don't know, man. This is the first time I heard Brother, the song Brother. That's on Sap. We skipped Sap, by the way.
Oh, shit, did we?
Yeah.
I thought we were going to do the main ones anyway, so
oh, okay.
I just got shit for the main ones.
Just to kind of lump this in with Sap. Okay. But yeah, the first time I heard Got Me Wrong was the acoustic version, the unplugged.
Isn't that funny how that shit works? Well, then again, you
remember hearing
our,
it on the radio, dude.
This version on the radio?
Yeah.
Wow. It had to be Q101 then, right?
If that's, yeah, must have been.
I think this really showcased just how talented Lane was. And the problem with Alice in Chains, I always feel like there's an asterisk. You've got Lane right here, but instead of Jerry being here, you've got Lane slash Jerry. And not that Jerry doesn't belong up there too. I just want to hear more Lane. Just like I want to hear more Will.
Yeah, because now everything, they mix everything together. And like Lane always had like certain parts that were just him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, his little bit of time. But yeah, like I said, it's so cool to hear like them blending that shit together, but
exactly, and it was talented just being able to,
you know, give him fucking props, dude, because I always hear people shit on Alice in Chains live, but it can't be fucking easy to sing like harmonies like that together.
Exactly,
because
exactly.
You gotta worry about two people's voices and you gotta worry about them being on point and just the fact that they can make anything together in harmony.
Then you
gotta
think
awesome.
Too, they do it day in and day out,
day in day out, gotta play the guitar, know, not fuck up the some, guitar parts.
Yeah, it's tough doing vocals and playing.
Yeah, it's a grind, man. I don't know. And I feel like in Will's position that you're going to have assholes that are already comparing
he's already
him anyway.
Fucking, yeah, he's already got an uphill battle to climb and shit, so I don't know if that's the words, but so we can go into the Duvall era.
There you go. Not Shelley Duvall.
Good call.
I'll just be honest with you. Check my brain. When I first heard it, I was like, Jesus Christ, this sounds just like how Elaine would do it, man.
I thought he was a good fit when I first heard them.
I like that he doesn't sound like Lane. You know what I mean? Because with Stone Temple Pilots, they went out and got a guy that sounds like in that vein.
That's a whole fucking mess on its own, man.
I heard that's why they ended up choosing. One of the biggest points of them choosing him was because he wasn't trying to be Lane.
Yeah.
That's the only way to like move forward, I think. No one's going to take fucking the new Stone Temple Pilots seriously.
Yep.
I see what you're doing. I like Stone Temple Pilots, but God damn it.
It's just you don't want to see it's a professional cover band at that point.
Yeah, basically.
You know? Yeah.
That's a good way of putting it.
Stick with me, man. I have
it's like all those 80s bands that each member has their own version of that specific band.
Oh my god.
Oh, it's so bad. It's so bad. All these guys, man, they've gone to shit. I don't know. Will's just so soulful. He keeps that same element of being smooth.
He just has
and clean.
A different type of voice is all.
Yeah.
You know
what do you think this album, if it was the same vocal, like lyrics and everything, what it would sound like with Lane?
Ugh.
Like just this part. You know, this
See,
whole.
See, I think the melodies would be different.
Mm-hmm.
I think Lane would be doing a lot. Oh, man.
He would be doing it lower, like that, oh, yeah. He would be all the way down here. But then here would be the same, I think. Check my brain. Like, he would bring it up here, I think.
With the raspy vocals.
Yeah.
Damn, I missed that so much. Ugh.
Yep. I was very impressed with them, man, when I saw them. And this was at there. I can't imagine seeing them. You saw them at where? Was it Metro or?
What was that fucking place?
The Vic, Riv.
Riv. I think it was the Riv.
You had seats, right?
Yeah, there were seats upstairs.
Oh, yeah, you were the Riv.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a cool fucking little venue there, man.
It's not bad.
No?
I just wish they fucking, the system was a little bit better.
I agree.
I want that shit to be fucking blaring, dude.
Yep. Yep.
Like I said, they choked out Will, so it's not good.
This album, man, was very riff-driven for me. I think the riffs stood out more.
For Black? Black is Red Blue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't really get super hard with the melodies, other than that Check My Brain song.
I like the slower ones on that one too.
And
Acid Bubble.
Yep, that's
I like
totally
the vocals straight up.
That's your
I think
style.
That's what carries that song.
Yeah,
yeah.
This felt more. It didn't feel so experimental to me. It kind of felt like they were trying to keep with the same genre of what Alice in Chains where they left off. Whereas I feel with this next one, really they come into their own new style.
I think so.
Yeah.
I know Ivan doesn't like it as much, but for Devil Put Dinosaurs.
Oh,
I feel like
we're on that one?
No, we're just saying where they go after this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like this album was the status quo that they were trying to say, hey, we're still here and we still are kicking ass, but they didn't really get out there until the next one.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, where it hits their stride a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember.
If they cut out probably like two songs, like we were saying, it probably Devil would probably hit a little bit better.
Yeah, I get that. It was almost, would you say it's almost too dark for Alice in Chains?
No, it can never be too dark.
Because this is that one. Here's the one I thought would be a cool opener.
Lesson Learned?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that song.
Yeah, nothing's going on. It's like, it kind of comes out and say, hey, here's Will. We're still fucking taking this new shit seriously.
Right.
It's got that drive to it.
Yep.
You come in, then you hit them with like a fucking Them Bones or Damn That River.
Yep.
Oh, dude.
That's brilliant. I dig it.
I was trying to remember Jerry, A Looking me, View. I wrote that as one of the ones I like, but I can't remember how it goes right now.
They still got it, man, you know? They always kind of teetered on that edge.
And I also got All Secrets Known, and I cannot think of how that one. Ah, yes. Okay. Yeah, so those first two, A Looking View and this one, All Secrets Known, remind me a little bit of old.
Yeah.
It's those classic Alice in Chains riffs.
Right. Man, can you imagine just being a band and having people discuss you? Oh, man, that's classic.
Yeah.
That's, you know what I mean?
That's Jerry Cantrell right there, man.
Exactly.
That's Jerry Cantrell in a nutshell. No pun intended.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a Reddit that I came across a couple years ago where it was an anonymous lady of the night, so to say, that hung out at a lot of metal shows in the 90s and early 2000s. And apparently Jerry has a very large member.
I heard that.
Like he's very endowed.
Dude, I remember reading that shit. There's that website back in the day called Metal Sludge. I remember seeing it on VH1.
Oh, yeah.
So I checked it out. It's got like everybody, like all the ladies of the night.
Yeah.
And they recount everybody's dicks on there. And they give you like it was supposed to be like a groupie, like fucking let you know what they're in. Like this dude was rough. This is what his dick size was. And like all this like information and shit like that, dude.
No kidding.
Wow.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
Isn't there a woman that like took like molds?
Yeah. Yes. We were talking about that back in the day.
Yeah.
I remember
that's
that.
Crazy.
Yeah, man. Because you brought it up because of Cold Chamber. Because the lady went backstage and was like telling Dez, I need you to get hard because I need to make a mold.
Was it that?
Yeah, it was
my
that.
My mold would be the saddest because I was like, you know, I'd be overthinking it and shit. I was like, oh, God damn it. I lost it. We got to start over.
Oh, like how much money would it cost for me to like add a couple extra layers of plaster to this?
That shit was, Kiss had a song called Plaster Caster and it's about that chick because that shit was started even back in the day.
Really?
Because she had Jimi Hendrix's dick.
What?
No bullshit. VH1. Oh. I saw that on VH1 too.
I want to look this up. Like you think like it's an Ace Ventura reference, but like you walk into a room, this is a lovely room of dick. Just walls everywhere.
Walls of dicks.
I'm not gonna lie. I would check it out.
What would happen if there was an earthquake and they all just fell?
She's got them insured at this point, right? I would assume.
Like whose is whose? She's like, hold on, I know.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, just take it back in.
Oh no!
I'll never forget
I miss
that one
you so much, Jimmy. Yeah, well,
it's interesting.
Can't have a show without a dick reference.
Yeah, no, seriously. I mean, it's an interesting concept, though. You know, I mean, it's happening anyway. It's unbelievable to think of that culture. What happens? And I don't know if that still happens now. All the bands we listen to are married. Most of them have kids.
Me too. Killed that.
Oh no! Oh my god. You and I got to talk off the air. Clap. There's some crazy stuff I need. Oh, yeah, this shit's getting so out of fucking control, man.
You know, as crazy as it is, dude, as much as I probably joke about that, and obviously there's some serious merit to that shit, but I feel like with music, it doesn't happen as much because there's a lot of shit that could have come out.
Yeah,
it's true.
There's a lot of people that could come out against Kiss, Motley Crue, any
of those
80s bands.
Well, I guess some people are coming out against
Gene. Yeah, but as many as people as they fucked back in the day,
right.
Tommy, how much Tommy Lee says? A couple thousand?
Mm-hmm.
And like nobody's really taking him to court? Maybe because he's not got as much money as some other people.
That's not true. Yeah, yeah. He was doing a reality show for a while.
Yeah, but it's just like, you know, I feel like the rock community is just, you know, they're all cool. We're all in this together.
Yeah, exactly. Ourselves. Yeah, like you said, you're not trying to take away credit from that.
I think women knew what they were okay with it, you know what I mean?
You're not hanging out at the side of the stage wanting to play fucking checkers.
You know, job doesn't depend on you doing favors for me. You're here because you enjoy something like our music or whatever, and
right.
You want to show your appreciation.
I don't know, man.
Did that come up yet?
No.
So, Devil Put Dinosaurs Here. How you feel, bud?
Devil Put Dinosaurs Here, man, really surprised me. I know you were anxious for me to get back to you on how I felt about that, JD.
Can I say, after Pretty Done, mm-hmm. I was pretty much done.
You didn't like Stone?
The one with the bends? I think I may have put some on here I liked. I got Lab Monkey. Oh, okay, Voices. Start.
I like that one.
Wait,
too.
No. Oh no. Okay. Here. Then Stone came on. Here. Let me read off what I got.
Do it.
Let's see. After Pretty Done, I was pretty much done. The first two tracks didn't catch my attention. Then Stone came on. After Voices, it started trailing again. Lab Monkey caught my attention. Low Ceiling? I can't read my own handwriting. Is it Low Ceiling?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Low Ceiling was good. Phantom Limb was good.
I like Phantom Limb.
Yeah. That's Phantom Limb was too. Cool. I Hung on a Hook was mine, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, yeah. I don't know, man. I like it.
It's a different album, man.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like a... I could see it being like a 50-50. The songs that hit really hit for me. And I think it's the way they put... Like, say for The Devil Put Dinosaurs Here, the way they do the vocals and shit together, I like a lot. You know what I mean?
I dig it. I think this album actually got a lot of shit. If I remember correctly, it did not do well when it first came out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I really feel that with this album, they could have done without Black Way Gives Way to Blue, to be honest with you. They could have just went into this.
What you mean?
I feel that this should have been their first album, like, all together. Like, I feel, like I said, that Black Gives Way to Blue was kind of that same status quo. It was still that Alice in Chains were used to. It was kind of like, let's put your feet in the water here a little bit. Get you comfortable.
Dip your toes.
Yeah. Whereas this one, I feel that this album was strong enough to bring in that new generation. I'm pointing to an imaginary board
just
that I have
map.
Here.
Point at the map. What shrine in Zelda would you rate this?
Central Tower, definitely. Because here's Black Gives Way to Blue at Ridgeland Tower. Yeah. This is a cool map, man. Jake's
like,
got a lot of
cool
shit.
Yeah, I like all the game stuff in here.
Yeah.
I think I said that one day.
There's no nudie mags down here, though.
It's because I came,
nudie
on,
magazine
it's I came on all of them.
Oh, no. He did.
Don't open that. The fuck would you open that? It was in the garbage for a reason. It was folded shut.
But yeah, but you had the good hustlers, though. You had the really graphic ones,
yeah,
like where the ladies were like...
What ones would you put on there?
I think that one was just a face.
That was just Britney Spears. It wasn't even that one. Yeah. I was like, save me that picture. Why? Don't worry about it.
No.
Oh, that was
What
so
are you
going to
do? You ain't going to do nothing with
Dude,
it.
Dude, I died when that happened. Yeah. That was so funny.
Serves you right for going through someone's garbage.
Who was the one going through the garbage?
Brian.
He saw it on the top. He's like, I wouldn't grab it.
He was like, what's this? He started...
The thing about Hustler was I was very uncomfortable with how the women always had their fingers like spread open down there. Like that
too
was like
graphic for
it
you?
Was too graphic for
oh
me.
My God.
I don't know.
Why would you put your hand that close to a predator's mouth?
Hey.
Oh, you know. So good. If you don't know, now you know. That's like there's I don't know.
There's gonna be a lot of editing in this one, Jake.
I'm not editing that.
Ain't no one listening anyway. What's up, Hector? Hector's the only one listening.
Yay!
Rainy or Fog, man. Oh, so good.
Dude, there is so many songs on this album that should have ended 3 minutes prior.
You think so? You think it went on
yes,
too long?
Dude, there's like some man. Like, see, everything.
Oh,
I
Oh, they
had
are
for
like
this,
5 minutes. The shortest one on here is 4:40.
There's one song,
oh,
like...
Oh, shit. No, 4:33.
I can't even think what it was, but you know how, like, Zach always does, like, that...
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. There's one song that they... It seems like they just extended it, and he couldn't think of any vocals put on it, so he just did, the talk box shit on at the end
Oh,
of it.
I can see
and
that.
It's like, yeah, this song should have ended 2 minutes ago.
I can't see Zach live, man. It's too much for me.
Yeah.
It's too much.
I was like, I had my time.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Exactly. I don't know, man. I have to tell you, the melodies on this one were just so good. Like, you told me to check this out, and I was like, yeah. Oh, okay, I'll eventually get to it, but I wish I would have gotten to it sooner.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have honestly given this a 4.5 out of 5, to be honest. It just hit me.
That much? Wow.
Yeah. Maybe I was just going through some shit when I was listening to it, but it kind
of
stuck.
If it was
a little
out
better.
Of 5, I probably would have gave it a 2.
Yeah.
Like, it's not okay. It's not bad. Obviously, you know, it's Alice in Chains. You know, they're going to come out with something decent.
You're right.
But these got drawn out for me. Like, a lot of the songs were just, like, kept going. I'm just like, okay.
Mm. Fucking stomp riff here.
Yep. Yeah. Got Scotty in. So you're basically saying, like, this was the Equate version, and then Black Gives Way to Blue was the, what's the Target version? What's Target's brand?
I don't know.
This song is my favorite song, easily.
This one's your favorite?
Yeah.
Rainier Fog?
Yep.
It's got a good feel to it.
It does, man. You're feeling good.
And even when you get to the middle, they do something I've never really heard them do, like, in a way. It's got that bass kind of riding out. Dun, 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 dun. It reminds me of something, like a Shinedown.
I could see that.
Someone save me.
I like Shinedown. That's good.
You keep that shit to yourself.
God. So much hate here. Maybe just because
The first Shinedown, but I was like, I've heard enough.
Yeah, honestly, Rainier Fog for me is like fucking windows down, bumping it.
Yeah.
This one's really good too. This is Red Giant,
this is
right?
Like a, yeah, this yeah. is a classic, like, fucking Alice in
Chains. I was just going to say that. It feels like it could be off a self-titled, man.
It's like, I don't know if I want to bring it up. But
I feel like Mastodon could have did better.
Probably.
Red Giant.
Red Giant.
It just sounds like something they would name.
Red. Isn't there something just like the Giants Sleeping or something? Sleeping Giant?
Sleeping Giant. No, that was... Are you thinking of Dillinger?
No. I know Dillinger has one, but fucking it's off of Blood Mountain. It's like the third song.
Hmm.
I think it's like Sleeping Giants, man.
I think you're right.
Can't think of that.
Ding.
This one's good,
I love
too.
This fucking song.
Yeah.
It's just catchy to me.
90s. I feel like you can, like, have this, like, you could insert this song in the beginning of Clerks, like when they're getting the station ready, like pouring the coffee and all that. Simpler times, man.
Good shit, man.
Yeah.
And I like the way they treat the vocals in this one. It's got, like, the three harmonies for Maybe.
Yeah.
And then even Chrissy was like, this song's still on? I was like, fuck you, too. So far under the most Alice in Chains-y kind of song on this one.
Yeah.
It was Sleeping Giant.
Yeah, see, I told you.
I don't remember how that one goes. I want to hear that after this.
This is the one that, like, Will wrote.
Oh, really? This was all him?
I think so.
Wow. Now that you mention it, it did sound the most different, I think.
Yeah. Did you see the documentary they did for fucking Devil Wears Put Dinosaurs?
No, I
remember
not
the
watched...
dude from
that you're gonna say Devil Wears Prada.
I almost did, I think.
Yeah.
You remember the dude from Something About Mary? Have you seen my Wiener?
Yeah.
He's in it. It's like a mockumentary, dude. Like, it's actually pretty funny.
Really?
The drummer comes out as like he's interviewing all these people to get you know, in celebration of like the Alice in Chains and stuff.
Yeah.
And the drummer dresses up like a hipster. You'd have to see it. It's just kind of funny. And Jerry's like a hillbilly. He's like, yeah, that motherfucking Jerry Cantrell stole all my riffs and stuff.
Dude, <it's... laughs> that's awesome. I'll have to check it out. What else was that guy doing anyway? Baseball.
he was in something, man. I can't remember, but that dude's cool.
See, that's a movie.
Dude,
that...
he was in Scream. He was the dude that got his throat slit. The cameraman.
God damn it, Kenny.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry you're dead, but get off my fucking windshield.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I love that.
What's up now? I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Overall, what you got? What do you think?
Go to the end of this song. Is this the one? I'm trying to think which is the one that had like that talk box type shit at the end of it.
Let's see. I bet you I can find it.
This might be it. I think that one's...
Oh, yeah.
What is this one? Like, just end it already.
Yeah. You don't like the long extended.
I do jam. If it's good.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that this is necessarily bad,
just
but
not
like
for you.
Yeah, it's not keeping my attention.
I've already embarrassed myself a couple times today. I'll say I feel that with Coheed a lot. I like Coheed.
I don't even listen.
I'm sorry.
I don't either.
A lot of their songs, especially like the latest stuff, I'm like, ugh. Okay.
That's how I feel about all of it. Every time I had to play that guitar, like that song Guitar Hero, it's like, fuck.
Oh, that Welcome Home song?
Yeah.
God, anything damn. After that first 30 seconds, you kind of lost me. That dun 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 dun. That was cool, but.
No, it wasn't.
Killing me, man. It's so heavy.
Well, heavy?
Yeah.
What's your definition of heavy?
It could be anything. My dick. Dun, 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 dun,
That's not even that cool for a fucking riff. five, seven, eight, nine, five, seven. Yeah, not that that's the fucking riff or anything, but.
Probably is.
I don't know. I remember they tied it to that Nine movie. Remember that?
Yeah.
That movie?
I was like, oh, I'm not seeing this fucking movie.
It's like this animated thing about
the
these
whole
like,
fucking thing.
Right. These little sock puppety looking
I
guys.
Like that movie. I like
it
a lot.
It was good.
It wasn't that song wasn't in the movie, was it?
I don't think so.
I don't think
I hope not.
I don't know, man. I think Rainier Fog was the strongest for the Will CDs out of the three.
You think so?
Yeah. What about you?
I think if you're thinking overall, I still probably think Black Gives Way to Blues probably.
Yeah. You too, Ivan? Yeah.
So I think
yeah.
if you got if you look at it all the way through, that's probably the most solid.
Yeah. Well, there you have it.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, that's all I got. What you guys got?
I got nothing. I don't do anything with my life.
Comment, hit that like button, yes. Subscribe, hit the notification bell.
Please do. Like us. Like us because then we get to do interviews and talk dick stuff with all your favorite dick celebrities.
And share.
Yes. All right.
Especially that dick.
Share that dick.
We're out.
Adios. Love Bye. You guys. Bye.